This is the chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade.
I'm Isabella.
I'm Rowan.
I'm Jane.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Lincoln.
And I'm Beth. And today we are going to interview Todd Ricketts, which he is the co-owner of the Cubs.
And Todd Ricketts is also a nominee for the Deputy Secretary of Commerce. And,
let's listen to the interview.
What else?
Okay, so what does the Deputy Secretary of Commerce do?
Well, you know, in government, there's so many things that take place under the Department of Commerce. And so the Department of Commerce oversees specifically how the census gets done every 10 years. They oversee how people who apply for patents, how you get a patent, that's done through Commerce. All the enforcement of all of our trade agreements with foreign countries is done through the Department of Commerce. All the fishing rights, when you see commercial fishermen and even recreational fishermen in the oceans, those fish populations are monitored and regulated. So those people are regulated by the Department of Commerce. All the climate science that is funded by the federal climate science study that is funded by the federal government goes through the Department of Commerce. And then anytime you hear people talking on the news about GDP growth or economic growth, those are statistics that are gathered up by the Department of Commerce.
So what
exactly is the census?
The census is every 10 years, according by constitutional statute, every 10 years we make an effort here in the United States to count every single resident by where they live. So we want to know how many people live in the United States. And so to do that, we do a census where people get a form in the mail to their house, and they can either fill that form out or fill it out online and submit it to the Census Bureau, who tracks all that data to see how many people live in the United States. And it also captures other information. Some people get what's called a long form, which says, how many bathrooms do you have in your house? How many people live in your house? How many TVs do you have? And what they're trying to do is just capture information, not only about how many people live in the United States, but how those people live. And that's done every 10 years, so that'll be coming out in April of 2020.
Okay.
The next question is, what kind of experience do you need for the job?
Well, I think what is really helpful is having worked in business for the last 25 years. Managing any sort of an organization is really helpful. So the Department of Commerce runs a lot like any other business, where you have to manage your budget very closely, and you have to manage the people who work there very closely, and also make sure that the people who work there that you manage know what they're supposed to do every day. And so part of that is kind of creating up with like this vision or mission of what you're trying to do, and then making sure everybody's clear on that and everybody understands what their role in that mission or vision is. And so a lot of business management is a big part of what's going to happen at Commerce.
No. Why do you think President Donald Trump picked you?
Well, I think the biggest reason that he selected me was that the reason I got an interview in the first place was because for the last 4 years I've been the CEO of a public policy advocacy organization called Ending Spending. And so what we do is we really push elected officials in Congress to work towards things that help grow the economy and limit the government. And because our view is that the government that does the least governs best. That's from Thomas Jefferson. And so I've been doing that for the last 4 years, so I'm very familiar with the inner workings of Congress and the federal government. And when we we met, we also talked about the Chicago Cubs because he was interested in what we had done as management of the Chicago Cubs to take the team from being a consistent loser to winning the World Series. And so I sort of walked him through how we really, really changed the organization and changed how people thought about the organization and their jobs. And I think he liked the idea of having turned around the Cubs, and he said, now you have to go to Commerce and turn that around. Excuse me.
Okay. The next question is...
No worries.
Okay, the next question is... Why did you want to be the deputy of Secretary of Commerce?
Deputy Secretary.
Really, I guess going back to what I said earlier about being the CEO of a public policy organization, is that I want to make sure that our government always is operating as efficiently as possible in a transparent manner, so people know where their dollars are getting spent. And I want people, you know, your parents specifically, to know that their dollars are being spent as wisely as we can. And so the Department of Commerce has about a $13 billion budget. And so part of that is making sure that that money is spent in the best way possible. And the other reason that I wanted to go to the Department of Commerce is the Secretary of Commerce now is a guy by the name of Wilbur Ross. And Wilbur Ross is one of the smartest business people this country has ever produced. And so I was really excited at the opportunity to go be able to work for someone like Wilbur, who in my mind is really one of my heroes and a really great American.
Okay. The next question is, what will you do if you don't get the job?
Well, you know, there is a lot of hurdles that go along with trying to go work for the government. And one of the things is you have to go through a financial disclosure where you show all of the assets that you own, everything. And one of the things the government wants you to do is they want you to sell as many of those things as you can. It just so happens that I have a lot of things that I cannot sell. And it's a little more complicated than I want to get into right now. But so it's going to be difficult for me to be able to accept that position. And in the event that I'm unable to accept it, I will go back to running the public policy group and also continue working on the Cubs, because I don't know if you guys know this, but we're going to win the World Series again this year.
Yay!
Here's the next question. What do you do when you have a day off?
Well, you know what I do mostly is here's what I do. I get up and I work out for a couple of hours. I like to ride my bike or go running or lift weights. And so those are the kind of things I do. I own the bike shop in my neighborhood. And so I'll ride my bike and hang out at my bike shop. And then my other weakness is old cars. And so I like to go to places like, I don't know if you guys have heard of this Volo Car Museum outside of Chicago. So I like to go to Volo and look at old cars, or look at old cars on the internet, or talk to people who own old cars and things like that.
I've been to that car museum.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
What was your favorite car that you saw there?
I don't know.
One time.